the kindness of the Lord.
Yes, yes.
And to our president, President Miller,
okay,
for his leadership, and to
all right,
chairman of the pulpit, chairman of the institute. Certainly, amen, Pastor Dixon. He exalted us this morning. Amen. Thank you for that. And certainly to my teammate in his absence. Don't see him here. Dr. F.E.N. Jr. Amen. We're talking sermon preparation. And our second installment on this piece called Sermon Prep Anomalies. That time, there are times when things just don't go the way we plan. We get to Sunday morning, and although we intended to be ready, we really are not ready.
What'd you say?
Or perhaps you were ready, and the Lord changed your message.
Yeah. All right now.
On the other hand, perhaps things just got in the way. Sometimes the load gets heavy as a pastor. Do I have any witnesses in the room? And so the question, two questions that I'm dealing with, been tasked to deal with, is what do you do when your message is changed by the Lord? And then secondly, how do you handle it when you run out of time? When you run out of time. We dealt with that on the level. Let me just say an anomaly, that's why I use that term, because it is something that is a deviation. It's a deviation, it's an abnormality, an irregularity in the way things normally go. The way they normally go. And so because of that, then you have to make some adjustments. Whatever you got to work with it. You gotta make it work. And let me say this, hopefully you got something. Amen. Hopefully you got some bits and pieces. some scraps so you can make it to shore. Amen. So when none of what I am going to say to you, tips and shortcuts, are apart from past labor. If the Lord is going to bring it to your memory, remembrance, then you had to have put something in there. So we dealt with when the Lord changes your message. That was the easy one. That was easy. Just preach what he's giving you. Preach what he's giving you. Woe unto me if I do anything else. The Lord tell me something to say and I don't say it, I ought to fall on my face. Amen. And so do that, and I tried to labor and tell you sometimes that's harder than it is, than it seems, because that usually means the Lord is preaching to you while you preaching
that's
to
right,
them.
Right.
Have the Lord ever been talking to you in the middle of your preaching? But secondly, we left off here. So what about when I just run out of time? Now that's a little more complicated. And what are some tips and shortcuts that can? Now here's the word: prayerfully.
Prayerfully.
We don't just want to depend on tips and shortcuts. We don't want to just depend. We want to depend on the Lord. Amen. So what can prayerfully get you through making a nutritious meal for your waiting congregation?
All right,
just because I ran out of time don't mean that I want to just do any old thing.
That's right.
I want to feed the flock.
Yes, sir.
Yeah. I don't want to slop them, their sheep.
Yeah.
And not hogs. And a lot of time what we want to do is we want to run through the drive-thru window. We want to get somebody else's cooking. Come on, some of them internet preachers. But listen, beloved, God knows your situation. He knew you. He knew you run out of time. He knows your struggle. He knows your situation. That's why we go into him in prayer. He knows. We got to start right there. God knows. Now you cannot have goofed off your time and then try to lie to God. You can forget about that and expect them to show up. Here's the strategy. You have it on the paper if you have that sheet. Pray, plan, and preach. Now that's no different than what you always do. The only difference is this. You had a little more time to plan.
All right.
But it's still pray.
Plan.
And preach. In other words, depend on God.
Yes,
get your plan.
Yes,
and God will guide your footsteps.
That's right.
Yeah. Men plan. But God guides our footsteps. And often it won't turn out the way you started.
That's right.
But that's okay. You'll be satisfied with Jesus.
Yes.
You'll be satisfied. You know why? He'll show up.
Yeah.
He'll show up. Sometimes those are our best messages.
Right.
And here's God's guarantee. So shall my word be that goeth forth out of your mouth, and it shall not return unto me void, but shall accomplish that which I please. It shall prosper in the thing whereto I sent it. That's God's guarantee. That's God's guarantee. You know, there's nothing wrong with leftovers.
That's right.
Ain't nothing wrong with some of the best meals are the day after. Turkey casserole and turkey sandwich and turkey salad. One of my favorite things at Thanksgiving, and I like this better than Thanksgiving, is the fried and ham on the next morning for breakfast. So let's see, can we? I have 9 tips. Let's see, can we get through a couple of them? First one is go to your archive.
All right.
Go to your old messages. Not prayerfully.
Yes, sir.
But nonetheless, go to messages that you preached before.
All right.
Somebody said if they were worth preaching one time. And if we be honest, you've been doing this long enough, you know they didn't hear it the first time, no way. And here's a little trick. Just change up your illustrations. That's all they remember anyway, is your illustration. We just talked about illustrations, right? And illustrations have a way of putting an imprint in people's mind that they remember. It paints a picture.
Yeah.
That's what they remember. And, you know, it's really almost a cardinal sin to use the same illustrations anyway, because that's what they remember.
Yeah.
Change up your illustrations. They'll never know it's the same message. So go to your old messages. Go to your old man. One thing, you know, I know a lot of times we like to shoot from the hip. Let me say that in a better way, to preach extemporaneously. But you ought to write it down.
That's right, baby.
Yeah.
You know, a lot of stuff has been lost.
That's right.
In our heritage and culture.
Right.
Because we just didn't write it.
Right.
We didn't write it down.
Yes.
And here's what an old preacher told me. Old preacher in the Virgin Islands. He's around, I guess he's around 90 now. But he told me this a long time ago. He said, whatever God wanted to preserve, he wrote it down.
That's right.
He wrote it down.
Write
it down. One of the things that got me through school real easily, because we had to journal. We had to journal. And I had done a whole lot of writing in high school and stuff. Just write, just journal. I just did that. And so I had all this stuff that I had written and just laid aside. And so I just started putting that stuff in the journals. Just whatever. The teacher would look at it. Some of it was sermons. They put it in there. He'd say, this look like a sermon. I say, oh, it does. And go on about my business. But because I wrote it down. And if you write it down, amen, you can go back to it.
That's right.
Bring it back.
Can I take a moment? I meant to say this. My new book is out, just for you. The Need for a Particular Gift. You can get it on Amazon, just for you. The Need for a Particular Gift. Just search for Uri Solomon, and all the books will come up. And you can get it paperback or hardcover, and you will enjoy it.
All right, man. All right.
All right.
USA, a division called Spirit of Timothy. There are
younger pastors have been pastoring between 5 and 10 years. Younger
pastors.
Yeah. So, but not only in younger pastors, I find that pulpit ethics needs to be taught again with the more mature pastors as well. To make sure that we have not picked up any bad habits or picked up any trash along the way that was encumbering our feet.
All right.
A minister ought to have beautiful feet.
Yeah.
Doing things that are not decent and in order, it messes with our feet. So I hope you got the handout from last week. I've got one more in this package. I'm talking about ministerial ethics or pulpit ethics. That's what we call it.